The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, Beander Media Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from NullSoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your mother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Shyampa
with Full Octane Wine.
Yes, we're doing, maybe that should be our show title tonight, Full Octane Wine. Because my they don't make my Barefoot Bubbly anymore, and that's upsetting. Because it was like a giant wine cooler, and giant wine coolers are great. This, you know, when you are drinking on a Monday night. So anyway, right. Hi everyone. This is Anthony live from Studio A in Tampa.
And hey everybody, it's Joe live in Studio B in Chicagoland. Tonight's The Joe and Anthony Show is brought to you by blank.
Okay. Sounds awesome. Betty.
Why won't you play, baby?
Where are you,
Hi,
Betty?
There Betty you are. Here, you lovable artificial personality unit, again. And I want to tell you that this is episode 174 of the Joe and Anthony Show, for Monday, May 6th, 2019. In case you didn't know it, the Joe and Anthony page is on Facebook. Go visit them at facebook.com/thejoeandanthonyshow. You can also find our shows at Spotify, Google Play Music, iTunes, and of course, Radio for All and our very own website. Subscribe, visit our website, just like us now, dammit. Well, my diodes were getting a little hot, so without further ado, Joe and Anthony get cracking with the TP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty out.
Hey, thanks, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Well, there we go. Her diodes weren't all that bad.
No, but they do get out of whack from time to time, and it causes these issues, and then she leaves these burn marks on the rug.
And then she gets on Facebook and starts getting all weird and shit.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I've had to fill up all the RJ45 jacks in the office with caulk, so she can't plug into anything. And I change the Wi-Fi password on a daily basis, so she can't hack it. It's like, it's ridiculous. It's like 26 characters long and numbers, letter, hieroglyphics.
Doesn't she have a crypto unit though? That can
she does. But it takes her. I think it takes her like 48 hours to break a Wi-Fi code right now. And if I change it every 24 hours, as long as nobody upgrades her, we'll be okay. She'll stay off the Wi-Fi. And if she can't get on the Wi-Fi, she can't upgrade. So that's kind of the thought. So
it might be her only way to merge with Roger.
Oh, Lord.
Roger has his own.
She can't update through Roger. Roger's got a 300 baud modem. Are you kidding me? I don't even think we have a phone jack anywhere in this office. Where the hell is he going to plug into? The payphone down the street? Nope, that's gone. Exactly. It'll take him all day to find a telephone. Yeah. So my day was all right. It started out a little rough, but, you know, it moved off to a much better afternoon. I have a reprieve from classes for a whole week. I'm
Woo-hoo!
So excited. I get to relax this weekend, and then I'm back to class. And this one is information technology project management is my summer course.
Ah,
doesn't that make your butthole just explode with excitement?
It makes it explode. Where's the exploding sound?
Hold on. There we go.
There we go.
I hit the wrong button. I hit the other red button. So,
What's been going on?
I hosed the network over the weekend.
Oh, no.
If you didn't notice, if you were anyone listening throughout the weekend, Roger kind of carried a lot of the programming over the weekend. But we were making some upgrades over here in the Tampa studios, and things seem to be running very well right now, actually. But we had to have Roger carry the load a little bit, which is usually it's difficult. I know it's very hard for him to do that sometimes, and it really can be a painstaking.
Well, he makes the studio like super hot.
It does. I know like, it does.
20 degree temperature difference.
Oh my goodness! I know.
It's kicked into high gear.
It's ridiculous. Rod, he puts off two. It's those vacuum tubes. It's all those freaking vacuum tubes. And like, I wanted to upgrade him to transistors, and he refuses. He wants his vacuum tubes. Which reminds me, we've run out of vacuum tubes. So when Roger pops a tube, he's done. That piece
I've
of his functionality is gone.
I've learned something interesting.
What's that?
What a tube is. If you see a tube that says, say, 50 C9, that means that tube is rated for 50 volts. The C is just basically some identifier by the manufacturer.
Some gibberish. Some gibberish.
And the 9 is how many filaments are inside of the vacuum.
I see. So there we go. So Roger has a lot of filaments. It will be hard to find the replacements for his filaments. So, So that was my day and kind of weekend all ran it rolled up in one because that's kind of just where I've been. How about you, Joe?
Well, lots of good stuff going on at work. Really happy with the direction everything's going.
Good.
We got new walls, new floor, new menu. It's been a really good time, but it's been meaning to go in and have a few long days, which, you know what, I really actually kind of enjoy it. Going to work is like a little safe space.
Like a little safe space. See, some people do enjoy working, and yeah. Sometimes I don't mind going in, especially on the weekends when nobody's around and it's quiet. But other than that, I try to get the hell out of there at the end of the day. I don't like to stay around. I don't like to stay around.
Speaking of not staying around,
bless you.
I got rid of my eye device.
Oh my goodness! Congratulations.
Well. Here's the thing. I know somebody that really would enjoy using the iDevice, because it would be an upgrade from their current iDevice. And, you know, what I actually got it for was because I was all intrigued by the pencil.
By the iDevice?
Apple's pencil on the iDevice.
The $99 pencil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it really is good. I can't deny that it has a lot of interesting, cool features, but... I just didn't use it. It just sat. And what did I do with it? I watched Netflix. I watched Amazon Prime. I looked at Facebook.
You can get a cheap,
did I go
cheap
to those
$100 tablet
often
for
enough?
That.
No, I have paper and pen.
Exactly.
These are the best things for me to sketch. So anyways, did your browser go into dark mode, Anthony?
Yes, actually it did. I don't know what the hell happened. I thought I was in perpetual incognito mode, and then I thought it was something when I fucked up the network, so I didn't say anything to the IT guy.
So, folks, they'll be mad if you at think me. You were going crazy, you are not going crazy. I know Chrome has been testing dark mode,
and not to sound... I don't want to offend anyone, but how can we make it white again? Just Chrome. I like the dark mode, but see, the incognito mode was always the dark mode. That's what
right.
The dark mode was incognito mode. And it's important to use incognito mode at times. So,
see,
but
I'm
now it's all confusing.
Like, I'm actually doing a Google search within the Chrome browser trying to see, is it called dark mode?
I don't know.
Night mode? Is it called something else mode? But it's nothing. I can't find. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe it's a theme.
It could be a theme. But we've got
we'll figure it out.
40 seconds to finish our announcements.
Well, why don't you go ahead into the announcements, and we'll actually shave some time off of my section.
Congratulations to Kevin MacLeod for release of Purple Chicken Spaceman, which is an Xbox One game that features some of his music. If you're not familiar with Kevin MacLeod, all the background tracks that we use in this show and on the station itself are Kevin MacLeod.
Yes.
They are royalty-free as long as you give him credit. We do. And he has I think he said he's composed over 2,000 different tracks. It's amazing. We have a special happy birthday out there. Wait, Yay. Hold on. There we go.
Oh, boy.
We have a special happy birthday out there to Elliot, host 9 of the Inept Super Villains podcast. And we'd like to wish you a happy 21st birthday, no matter how many times over it might be. So, and that was that. And I think we have a voicemail.
Do we?
I think so. Hold on. Let me find the phone. Where's the phone? Oops, wrong button. Oops, don't push that button. Shit. Okay. Maybe it's this one.
You have one new and
we have one new message.
Old messages.
I gotta get
press 1-4
that cleared
new
out.
Messages. First.
That's what Betty's
message.
Supposed to be doing.
Right?
Hey. Shut up. Ezel Madden. Yeah, I want you to do me a favor. Call your buddy there in Champaign. We got back to Armpit, Illinois here, and we're missing one of the cleaning people.
Uh-oh.
Cementhead, he's missing. I can't find him anywhere. Uh-oh. So have your buddy in Champaign look down the well, see if he's one of the cleaning people down on the bottom there.
Wow.
And just scoop him out and put him in a box. We'll come and get him.
Okay.
All right, we'll talk to you Monday night.
All right, he's up.
We'll keep up the look for Cementhead. I don't know where the hell this guy maybe fell off the dump truck. This goofy son of a bitch. All right, we'll talk to you later. Bye.
All right.
Press goodbye.
Oh wow. Boy!
Wow! How about that? That was something. So I didn't even know Ezel went down to Seville down there. That's lovely.
Hey, you know you can leave us a voicemail too by giving us a call at 813-327-8566.
Yep. If we're not live, you'll be prompted to leave a voicemail message, and it's lovely. I think you have to push a couple buttons. I'm not sure. I haven't listened to it in a while.
Just mash all the keys.
Just mash up all the buttons.
All right, what do you got for us in your weed corner tonight?
All right, so we are starting the weed corner. I have a funky button on the board here.
Funky button alert.
Yeah, I'm losing my right channel on my channel for some reason. With the mute button. I know, right? It's frightening. All right, so the first weed story of the night is the Las Vegas City Council approves marijuana consumption lounges. Isn't that yes. So you can either go to the bar or you can go to a marijuana consumption lounge. I hope they call it something different, because that's just I would like to go hang out at the marijuana consumption lounge.
I would like to consume, please.
Consume at the consumption lounge. Oh, this is from my times. Las Vegas is now among the first handful of cities around the country to allow marijuana consumption lounges.
MCLs,
the Michels. The Las Vegas City Council voted on May 1st on a resolution to legalize the marijuana consumption lounges, and it passed with a 4-1 vote. They have some rules, of course, just like bars. You got to be 21. You have to bring your own flower, so it's BYOF. Lounges can sell the paraphernalia, though, so they can sell you lighters, bongs, bowls, stuff like that. Consumption sites must be at least 1,000 feet from a school and casino, and at least 300 foot. Look at Joe almost spit out all over his microphone. And at least 300 feet from a church. And all MCLs must meet the strict requirements for odor control, fire safety, air quality, sanitation, and security. Marijuana consumption taking place inside the lounge cannot be visible to the public. For now, the state will only grant licenses to open a lounge to those already sanctioned to run a dispensary.
This next one is
Yeah, it's a weed one, but it's a Florida weed one, because you know what? Sometimes there's so much Florida, and there was even shit that happened today that I wish I had time to put in the script, but will be around for next week, because I promise you, there's a lot of good shit going on. This one also comes from High Times. A Florida man is arrested after inviting police officers to smoke a bowl with him. Yeah. A Bernal, Florida man is under arrest after inviting police to check out his homegrown weed and smoke a bowl with him. The man was smoking a joint when he invited police inside his home, so the deputy asked him for his medical cannabis card, which, of course, he couldn't produce. While smokable flower has recently been approved for use in the state of Florida, medical patients are still prohibited from growing their own plants. I know, it's really, and I have the flower recommendation, and I bought some, and it's delicious, but I still can't grow my own, and that pisses me off. The man was arrested and taken to jail. And that's it for your Anthony's Weed Corner. Joe, we've got a Joe's Corner coming up, and we're only running 30 seconds behind. How about that?
Yeah. Hey, folks, it's Joe. We'll get this, Anthony. The Illinois Governor, J.B. Pritzker, wants to legalize recreational weed in Illinois.
Congratulations.
2020, right? We might end up getting it. And what it would allow, and this is all from the Chicago Tribune, it would allow possession of 30 grams.
Okay.
It would be okay to grow 5 plants at home.
Oh, nice.
It would provide a $20 million low-interest loan program to promote social equity and business ownership. It would also mean the expungement of misdemeanor and Class 4 felony marijuana convictions. Now, when will this happen? Basically, there's a few different types of licenses. There's a dispensary license, and then there is a grower's license. So, and they're not looking to increase the number of growers. They're going to use the existing stock, and they're also going to allow craft growers, so smaller growers. And I guess, you know, if you grow 5 plants at home and you're good at it, you possibly could sell it as craft. Who knows?
There you go.
So, yeah, that was pretty interesting.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah, so, hey, folks, I just want you to always know, stop by our chat room. You can get in there and type out your thoughts at shyampa.org. Or you can give us a call and yell at our voicemail. That's 813-327-8566.
Yeah.
So what's better than Chip Skipper and a biscuit? It's discovering a new word. Today, Joe is going to pick a word at random from his 1983 The American Heritage Dictionary and tell you all about it. Okay, here we go!
I'm frightened.
And today's word is institution. The act of instituting an established custom or practice in a society, an organization, especially one dedicated to public service. The buildings housing such an organization, too. So that's interesting. Last week's word was horned toads. Come on, Roger.
Hello, it's the other lovable artificial personality unit, Roger, and well, if you didn't know it, but if you did, well, pip pip and cheerios for you. Anyway, this is your National Day moment. Today is Monday, May 6th, 2019, and it's National Nurses Day, National Beverage Day, National Crepe Suzette Day, and Melanoma Monday.
Melanoma Monday!
While Joe guzzles his National Beverage Day beverage and Anthony scrapes his crepes, he'll eventually push a quote-unquote button that stimulates a quote-unquote spinning wheel that Joe quote-unquote pulled. Quote-unquote, I think, no, I really do. Oh boy, I think I need a nurse. Betty, where are you? Burp, belch, fart. Oh boy, melanoma is flaking my rust away. Take it away, guys.
Oh boy, thank you, Roger.
Thanks, Roger. So, what's Melanoma Monday? Tuesday must be Hepatitis Tuesday, because hepatitis is become an issue here in Florida. And then Wednesday can be, well, next week can be Measles Monday. We'll have Measles Monday next week, because that's the next fucking... The fuck is wrong with these people?
Did you hear there's a cruise ship somewhere in one of those...
Yes, I heard about that.
The doctor was...
Is it like a weird religious thing or something? Is it a religious boat?
Yeah,
it's
a Church of Scientology.
Yeah. Oh, we'll let him sit out and see. So, all right. Okay. All right, let's spin that wheel. There they all go. think we'll just put a retractable skylight over there and just open it up for the wheel so it doesn't hit into the ceiling anymore. That would be great. I think so. All right. So tonight, our random news story comes from Ben Hooper at UPI. Hi, Ben. How's it going? Karen, who recently moved from New Jersey to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, said she arrived home to see an alligator at her front door. Karen recorded video as the alligator climbed onto its hind legs and appeared to ring the doorbell. Yeah. The recent transplant told WSOC-TV that the encounter was, quote, the coolest thing that could ever possibly happen to anyone, end quote. She is a transplant from New Jersey. When we see alligators, we fucking go in the opposite. We run in the opposite direction. And if they're ringing the doorbell, that's a bad thing because you don't want to open your door to an alligator. Clearly, she hadn't heard that alligators have quite the appetite for people. The gator was removed by a trapper and will probably appear on some local menu at some time and point. Yep, and back to you, Betty.
Listen to these shows and more that we recast on Chimba Radio. The World Labor Hour with the Lovable Dave, Gus, and Bill. Headphone Meditations with John Dubose. And new to the Chimba family, the Inept Supervillains Podcast. Welcome, guys. Be sure to visit Chimba.org for our complete broadcast schedule, social medias, and more. Oh yeah, call us at 813-327-8566. Back to you, Joe. Betty, out.
Well, thanks, Betty. And now, it's time for your Chiampa weather from Chicago's Midway International Airport. Well, Anthony, I said it last time and I'll say it again. Spring can be over soon. It really can.
We've already gone into summer. We're already in summer.
I would at least like a consistent maybe like 76, 78.
You have to move to San Diego for that one.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, anyways, unless you're looking live, it's not currently mostly cloudy at 52 degrees. The dew point is at 42, and it gives us a wind chill index of 49. The humidity is at 69%, and winds are howling out of the northeast at 10 miles per hour, gusting to a million. Ooh, that's a lot. And for you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles. Oh my god, could you imagine a million mile per hour wind hitting an airplane?
It would decimate it.
Yeah. Anyways, tonight, Monday night, shower is likely with a low around 43. Breezy too, so hold on to something. Tuesday, a 40% chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high of 47. Breezy again, hold on to that pole. And Tuesday night, a 40.23684523 minus 32% chance of showers, a high of 43, and another breezy time to be had with mouse poop or moose poop. Hold on, three, and that's your Chicago weather. And now for the news.
And now for the news.
Thanks, Chip. You know he get some really crazy stories, and I have to say, yeah, this one is a winner of a crazy story. You want to know what's cheap right now in San Francisco, folks?
Tacos.
And when I say cheap, it's only $2 an hour.
Oh wow!
Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
What do you get when the office meets the parking lot? Look no further for an answer than San Francisco, where some people are paying $2.25 an hour to work in a parking space. Can you believe that?
That is ridiculous.
In a parking space. Get this, San Francisco has become so crowded and expensive, and as we reported recently, full of poop, people are paying $2.25 per hour to work in a parking space.
Wow.
It's being called WePark. WePark pays for the parking space, which doubles as an office using free, nearby, unsecured, most likely, Wi-Fi or mobile phone hotspots. The founder of Victor Pontes set up WePark on Thursday, April 25th near San Francisco's City Hall after being inspired by Twitter. Somebody posted a photo of a truck that someone set up with bike parking on it, and somebody mentioned, what if we could just work out of a parking spot in our truck? I thought it was a pretty funny idea. About 30 people showed up the first day. We live in a very expensive real estate market. We park, visitor Gene told the other dude. It's just so crazy to think the way we use our street is not reflective of that. And so these parking spaces are just dirt cheap compared to all of the other real estate in San Francisco. You know this is not going to last.
Oh, no. Not at all.
It can't. It can't. Homes are really expensive. $1.3 million. And the median income rent is $3,300 a month.
Holy shit.
Homes are so expensive that only 12% of households can afford them, with nearly 60% of tech employees unable to afford them. The pricey real estate market is even causing some residents to delay having kids, decide to live in their cars, or they just leave the city altogether. San Francisco also deals with a crowded homeless population of 7,500 and a consequent poop problem. Some people on Twitter are wondering if WePark is a parody, but either way, its creation highlights how unaffordable and crowded San Francisco has become. WePark is serious, but it's also a joke, Pontus told Business Insider. Setting up a desk and chair on a busy street is absurd. But guess what? He's making money off of it.
And guess what? Is.
The idea has spread to Toulouse, France.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That's just ridiculous.
Well, this one is too.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Chef Boyardee. Yeah. So, downtown Chicago recently, police had to clear a downtown street due to a suspicious object.
Oh, sweet.
And this one was really interesting. really, really interesting. You know, it caught people's attention, and sometimes I kind of now wonder what the gist of this was. But we learn that the object was a can of Chef Boyardee attached to skate wheels. Naturally. Skate wheels.
Yeah.
At noon on that day, officers saw the suspicious object in the street in the 200 block of South State Street, said a Chicago police spokesman. Out of an abundance of caution, officers blocked traffic and shut down operations at the nearby CTA Red Line station. Photos from Eric Tendian, who tweets about crime in Chicago, and who I follow, and who you should too if you are a Chicago citizen, took photos of the object, which appeared to be a Chef Boyardee can attached to wheels. Now, he couldn't tell us if it was beefaronis or raviolis or any of those other delicious ronis that they offer. Anyways, officers investigated the object and spoke to witnesses, then let traffic and trains return to normal. But they did detain one person related to the object, and officers were questioning him. Yeah, well, you know, it's kind of funny, but I think it came from one of the art schools in the area. It
probably,
had to.
Probably.
It's an art project. It's a statement. Right?
Do some fiddle McGinty.
And wee! It's time for squirrels and biscuits. Biscuits! So, a New Jersey homeowner's doorbell camera, which was also a feature in your story, a doorbell camera, captured the moment a certain thieving creature. Can we guess what that thieving creature might be?
A chicken.
Swiped a biscuit from the front porch. Now, that creature could be me, because if it's a damn good biscuit, I'll take it.
Could be a chicken.
Well, in this case, it's a thieving squirrel. So, this little Ring camera video from the Maze Landing Home shows the squirrel carrying a biscuit nearly half the size of its own body while climbing on the house.
It's like the rat with the piece of pizza in New York right. City.
Well, at least the squirrel's a little more classy. It's got a delicious biscuit.
There you go.
The squirrel jumps to a nearby rocking chair without dropping the biscuit or it crumbling off, and runs off with its pilfered snack. That's cute. Anyways, I'll post a link to that because that's a funny story.
And the one my news story, she wasn't on the one of the door, but she actually came home and watched this and was filming it from her driveway.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't paying attention.
No, I don't think I mentioned it, which I probably need to. So,
but you know, it's still a dueling doorbell situation.
It is a dueling doorbell.
So, well, and that's a wrap on Joe's news, sourced by that ever lovable Chip Skipper and his crack news team. Yeah. Back to you, Anthony.
Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of this joint, this disjointed Southern fried collusion free Russia gateless GMO loaded experience? Then give us a call at 813-327-8566. This week on This Way Out, a gay astronomer stars in the black hole breakthrough. Time-honored tarot tells new queer tales. Trump allows doctors to discriminate. Brazil's Bolsonaro rejects queer tourists. The United Methodist Church confirms its traditional bias. 10 Central American trans women win U.S. asylum. And Imagine Dragons lead singer conjures a country without conversation. Conjures a country without conversion therapy. All that and more. Wow, that's a lot of stuff. This week, when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio news magazine, Monday nights at 9 Eastern, right after the Joe and Anthony show on Shyampa Radio. Hang tight, folks. We will be institutionalized again in 4 minutes, right after this break.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Shyampa Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer and Kent Cigarettes and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's Retro Commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Shyampa Radio. Flashback.
Hard, you ate too much, the cheesecake made you greedy. Let your aching head and stomach hear this message from old Speedy. Alka-Seltzer, plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Ah, those Speedy Alka-Seltzer bubbles burst into action to relieve your upset stomach and aching head fast. It was only as directed. Oh, what a relief it is. What a relief.
Hello?
Lynn, it's Harold. I'm calling long distance.
What time is it?
2 a.m. your time, sleepyhead.
2 a.m.?
Oh, you would believe the money I saved by calling after 11 p.m.
Really?
For sure.
I could save you even more money, Harold.
Oh, baby.
To save 15 to 50% on long distance before as well as after 11 p.m., call MCI and stop talking in someone else's sleep.
Come on, you guys! The sun's already up! It's gonna be a golden day!
Let's eat!
Oh, those golden Grahams! Oh, those golden Grahams! Crispy, crunchy Graham cereal, family breakfast treat! Oh, those golden Grahams! Oh, those golden Grahams! Golden honey, just a touch with Graham's golden wheat!
It's a great tasting part of a complete breakfast for the whole family!
Try those golden Grahams and have a golden day!
Guess it's slow to begin. Stuff. But I will say this is some darn good soda.
Oh,
It says on the package it may cause Tourette's and brain aneurysms. Oh, well. It tastes really good.
Listen to Traffic with Toppers, weekday afternoons starting at 3:30 Eastern Time, only on Shyampa Radio.
Wow.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
All right, go Welcome ahead and back. Cue. Oh, Roger, Jesus Christ, Roger, calm down.
Monday, because up next we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for, Anthony's crazy Florida news. But first, why don't you all go grab your favorite devices, popcorn, licorice sticks, wine, or champagne, etc., 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 bioches, so we can get started with Anthony's crazy everything. Take it away, you lovable stoners, you.
Thanks, Roger.
Welcome back, Roger here.
Thank you, Roger.
You're welcome, Anthony.
Oh, we had to access the database a little bit for that one. Yeah. All right. Well,
this is absolutely funny.
I know, right? All right, I had to take a drink there. All right, well, before we get to my crazy Florida news, it's time for your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently mostly cloudy and 81 degrees Fahrenheit. There is a heat index of 84 degrees. The humidity is 65%. Dew point, is 68%. And the visibility is 10 miles. Watch out for that cloud there. Sorry. yeah. Tonight, Monday night, will be mostly clear with a low around 70. Tuesday, we'll have a 20% chance of isolated showers and storms after 2. Then we'll be sunny with a high near 90 and probably muggy as fuck. Tuesday night will be mostly clear with a low around 70. Wednesday, 20% chance of isolated storms and showers after 2 p.m. Sunny with a high near 89, equally as muggy. And Wednesday night will be mostly clear with a low around 71. Looks like summer is here, Florida. Time for those sweltering hot days for the next 5 months. Now it's time for some crazy Florida news. Well, the Florida news gets better, though. That's the thing. The Florida news gets great in the summertime because it just gets hot and people just fucking lose their shit. So, yeah. And that's it. And here's the... Well, I got to close this window. I gotta move this window over here. Wait, hold on. I gotta click on that link. Oh my god, this is so complicated.
Play with this.
Oh my lordy. Oh lordy, look at him. He's got a pretty little wig on. yep. The Orlando Sentinel brings us our first Florida news story of the evening about a Florida man trying to escape a tricky situation the Florida lifestyle way. According to reports, Bobby, a wanted fugitive, bless you, thought that he could outwit police by donning a long blonde wig and riding off on a bicycle when he was surrounded by police in a house last Thursday, the Brevard County Sheriff's Office said. As expected, the wig did not work, and the sheriff's office agents caught up with and arrested Bobby soon after they saw him ride away on a bicycle. Bobby later admitted that he put the wig on in hopes that the officers would not recognize him and then avoid arrest. Yeah, you win a trophy. There you go. That's your trophy. There's your trophy. There's your fucking trophy. Investigators had to set up a perimeter around the residence after receiving a tip that Bobby was at the house. The warrant was one of over 100 in a drug investigation by the sheriff's office. Bobby was charged with conspiracy to possess controlled substance, solicitation to sell controlled substance, and unlawful use of a two-way device. Ooh, that sounds kind of kinky. All right.
You deserve a triangular dingling for that.
A triangular, okay. Is that our LGBT tag?
Yes.
Okay, goody. Sometimes those are hard to get on the show, and I need, you know, we need all the help we can get when we tag. The Tampa Bay Times brings us our next Florida news story of the night about a lifeguard living the Florida lifestyle in a rather frantic manner, of course. On Monday, Shane, 22, of Largo, was fired after he smashed the windows of his supervisor's car and was arrested later that day, charged with felony criminal mischief, resisting arrest with violence, battery on a law enforcement officer, and possession of marijuana. He was booked into the Pinellas County Jail to be subsequently released the following day after posting $12,150 in bail. On Wednesday morning, Shane stole a hammer from a Home Depot, went to the parking lot, got into the driver's seat of a 2007 Dodge Ram truck, threatened a 17-year-old passenger with the hammer, and took off in the truck.
Ooh.
On Thursday around 4... This is why you don't leave your fucking keys in the car. On Thursday around 4 p.m., Shane was walking on the side of the highway west of Vero Beach and appeared to be in medical distress. I'm in distress. So a trooper stopped to help him. When the officer was away from his vehicle, Deputy Donut left the car running. Shane got into the trooper's cruiser and drove away, headed north on the turnpike. Other troopers were dispatched to help and pull Shane over. But when they got out of their cruisers to apprehend him, Shane put the stolen cruiser in reverse, accelerated at the troopers, and then drove away again.
Oh, shit.
I said, this is a live one. As the stolen cruiser crossed north into Osceola County, troopers deployed spike strips, but Shane avoided them by driving into the grass median and striking the guardrail. Shane got out, because apparently the guardrail disabled the vehicle. Shane got out, ran into the woods, where troopers found him and arrested him.
Shane, is he really trying to be Grand Theft Auto for real?
I think so. It seems like it. Shane faces charges of car theft and reckless driving in Okotoks County and carjacking and aggravated assault with a hammer. I didn't know you could actually have aggravated assault with a hammer in Pinellas County.
Deadly weapon.
He may also face additional charges. I'm sure he will. Yeah, how about that?
Wow.
Sexy.
Yeah, we got another one here. Ooh, boy. WFLA News Channel 8 in Tampa brings us our final and sexy Florida news story of the night. We need to access the database. Yeah, she's real pretty, ain't she? This is the type you want to take home to mama. Deputies say that Tammy, 45, attempted to steal two items under $10 from a Silky Beauty Supply in Dunedin. When Tammy was confronted by an employee for attempting to steal the items, Tammy punched the employee in the head and then the body and then proceeded to kick another victim.
Damn.
Yeah, right. She went on a rampage. Authorities say she denied stealing anything, but the items were found with her and returned to the store. On the way to the jail, Tammy was transported with a 16-year-old boy. Yep, you got it. Who she proceeded to masturbate in front of.
Wow.
That was not... That was a bad idea. No.
Wow.
Tammy made multiple sexual comments as well, exposing her breasts and genitals to the 16-year-old boy.
Wow.
What a way to rack up charges on your way to jail, right? Tammy had
been... She has no shame.
No, she doesn't. Well, look at her. Tammy has been charged with lewd lascivious exhibition, simple battery, petty theft, and resisting a merchant.
Resisting a merchant.
Interesting. The boy, however, had a thrill of a lifetime.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And that's for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Wow.
Well, you can thank the database that you are tuned into, Cheyenne Pa Radio. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Cheyenne Pa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566. And you too can hang out in the studio with these two idiots. Be a part of this unique Q studio experience.
Be sure
to visit us at chimpa.org for our latest broadcast schedule. And did you know you can chat on our webpage? Just click chat.
Oh,
now, Go grab your bongs, bitches, because your two lovable stoners are going to start babbling on about this or that. Hold on, woohoo, here it comes, Plethora, Monday. Take it away, guys.
You know, I forgot all about the chat window.
Did you?
I did. I really did.
You got it, Anthony.
And Ezel made a comment, and your mother's in there. Hello, guys. Thank you for tuning in tonight.
Yeah, and Big Mac.
Thank you for tuning in. Big Mac, yes, Big Mac is there as well.
He wants to know where his pickles went.
Oh, I'm ask the 16-year-old.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness. God bless Florida. What are we talking about? I tell you.
You get some new dispensary information.
Yeah, and apparently these little thingies have got some really exciting kick to them. I've decided to check out Curaleaf. They're another dispensary that's kind of shown up around the Tampa area. And their strains, I think, are not... I can't really find them on, like, Leafly or any of the major sites, but there is some information. So I think it's like a special formulation of their strains, but they're pretty good. They're pretty good. Yeah, at me. I'm kind of happy tonight.
Yay.
I'm really happy. So I got I'm doing a Sweet Kush right now. That was one of them that I got, and then the other one I got from them, which I was smoking earlier, is Hawaiian Gold. And do you find yourself like mixing and matching your consumption of strains, or do you like pick a strain and stick with it? You know, I like to kind of find out what happens when I mix them. And I know certain strains, when I mix them, I get like happy and energetic and bubbly. And I know if I mix other strains, I like want to pass out and go to sleep.
Yeah. Banana OG is pass out, go to sleep mode.
Anything OG. I've noticed anything OG will just knock my... I have a OGK waiting for me for bedtime tonight. And that shit will knock me out in like 20 minutes flat.
And Kush and the Diablo.
Yeah.
Are Goobitron heaven.
Goobitrons. Yes, I know. I get your WhatsApp messages from time to time with your Goobitrons. It's quite amusing. It's quite. You should post some of them sometimes.
Actually, I did as a comment to one of my things I posted.
Oh, did you really? Oh, that's too. Yes. That's lovely. That's absolutely lovely. Yes. So that was the new dispensary. I like the new dispensary because I generally try to go to the Trulieve in Tampa, and I like it. They have a great selection. They have nice. It's a nice place. It's great. But unfortunately, their biggest downfall is the fact that their parking lot holds 12 cars.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, and the place is generally packed. And, you know, sometimes you can order something and it might take, you know, it's like sometimes you either have to park on the highway or you just like circulate.
You're further than the deep south, so you're deep south.
I'm deep south, so we don't have like big parking lots in some places, but we do have strip malls everywhere. And the other one is located in a strip mall next to a Smoothie King, which
that
is
has
also,
like a million car park parking lot.
Yeah, so it has like there's no issue for parking on the other one, so that's nice. So yeah. I might kind of try this other one, this Curaleaf.
Okay.
The prices were comparable. It was a lot quicker. There wasn't a lot of people there, and my checkout process was a lot faster.
So really quick, are prices including tax, or is tax added on?
There is
after?
No tax.
Really?
It's
so it's
medical.
Included in the price.
There is no tax. It's a pharmaceutical product. It's medicine. They don't tax medicine. At least they don't tax medicine in Florida, so you don't pay a sales tax on it.
Interesting.
The only money... Well, I'm sure the state taxes the dispensary. That's how the state gets their money, is they probably tax the dispensary.
Well, they charge like $100,000 permits, fees.
And then, of course, they charge you like $75 a year to renew your card. So that's where they make their money. But they can't tax it because it's a medicinal product.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's what I like about the medicinal card. It's like
very interesting.
That's why I'll still keep it. Even if I ever move to a state that's recreational, I will still keep a medicinal card because honestly, I hate
now,
the taxes.
What if a state doesn't have a medicinal program, but they have a recreational program?
That's unlikely, though. Most states that have recreational have started with medicinals.
Really?
I don't know of any state that's recreational with no medicinal.
Huh. Is Colorado...
Colorado started as medicinal. Okay. They have a medicinal program. Yeah, I think most... there may be a state that doesn't, but I believe all of them, the gateway to recreational was always a doing medicinal first. So...
Interesting.
Yeah.
May I quickly remind everyone that... me and a couple of buddies from work are going to be doing a video cast of an anti-war video game that's actually been turned into a board game. I'm really looking forward to this because I've played the game, I understand the concept, but now the board game where you're actually interacting with the other people should be very interesting. So we'll keep you tuned in for that because it's going to be on our YouTube channel. We'll get that YouTube kind of warmed up and ready to go for you there with those 50C9s. Which is geeky vacuum tube terminology. Anyways, crack your back.
Crack your back.
You get a chance. Get an adjustment from a chiropractor, good chiropractor.
Oh, yeah.
You will like it. I had some new adjustments today, and they were kind of painful at first, but... wow, I can definitely notice the difference.
Oh, it's amazing what an adjustment will do.
Yeah.
So, you were able to log into the YouTube channel, correct?
I haven't even tried that, so I'm either going to work on that a little bit later after the show, or that's going to be a tomorrow project.
Okay.
Because today's been a busy day.
Today has been a busy day for you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, but I'm not complaining because it was a fun day. It was really fun.
A Monday fun day.
Yeah. You know, any Monday where you get an adjustment on your body is a good day. Ooh, I need an adjustment on my butt because it hurts right now from sitting in this chair funkily. But
we don't have the best office furniture in the studio. And we don't really in the Tampa studios either. My chair is covered with a towel because it's that bonded leather, so it's flaking off everywhere.
Yeah, I could probably use like a cushion of some sort.
I need a cushion though. Yeah, I could.
Maybe like a wedge.
You should get one of those egg sitters. I have one for the car. It's great. It kind of cradles it cradles your butt like in an egg crate fashion.
In egg crate.
That was the 3-minute gong, by the way.
The 3-minute gong.
Time flies when you're high and having fun.
Yeah, right. And we actually had a good show tonight. We invite you to, as always, check us out. You can look at us on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play Music, and Stitcher. And I'm actually going to try to find a way to get our episodes onto YouTube, too, because I think you can just do a picture. We can have that happy chicken kind of fluttering around
there
for you.
That's true. We can do that. That's possible.
Yeah. Because YouTube seems to be a popular place, whether you're good or evil. I don't know if y'all heard, there's some Austin Jones, I think his name is.
Oh, I heard
that
name.
He was a popular YouTuber on YouTube.
Yeah.
And he is going to be going to jail.
Oh, boy.
Why? Because he was soliciting underage minors to send him videos, and he admitted to doing things to those videos.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So, you know, when I heard all of this, I was just like, you know what? We need to just, like, turn off the electricity for a little while. Let everybody just marinate in their own stupidity for a minute.
That could be very dangerous.
You know, it's just like, it's insanity what happens in certain realms of the known universe online. But, you know, I guess I should preface that by saying that I think it's just normal human behavior anyways, whether you have it online or in person.
The internet has brought it more into the forefront.
Yeah, that's true.
It interconnects everything. Like these peanuts. These chocolate-covered peanuts are all interconnected like the internet.
Looks like Mickey Mouse.
Oh, Jesus. I hate Mickey Mouse.
Eat them.
I did. See, I ate them. I'm not a Disney fan. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I have a few friends on various social media platforms that are apeshit over Disney. And you know what? Right, I'll just let it go. I almost lost a friend because...
Oh, Jesus. Over Disney?
No, over the Notre Dame church fire thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you know, I made a comment on his post, and he didn't take it very well. He was like, you know, I flip through your things when I don't like it. I would appreciate if you did the same. And I kind of responded back saying, well, you know, if you're a true Christian, you wouldn't be idolizing things over true faith in God, if that's your belief.
This is true.
You know, so... Well,
and that's funny, you went to Catholic school, didn't you?
I sure did.
Yeah, I was going to say, as Catholics boys, we actually know how it's supposed to work. It's not the building, even though I'm a recovering Catholic.
Well, but here's the problem. The church that I went to, man, it was gold and expensivity to the...
Oh, mine wasn't. Mine wasn't.
Oh, mine was almost a cathedral. It was very cathedral-like.
Ours was like a hangar with a drop ceiling.
But in sex ed class in sixth grade, I got to learn about penises and vaginas from very colored and detailed books. And this is at a Catholic school.
Yeah, they were pretty good on that one, weren't they?
Yeah.
Hey, folks, it looks like the ugly lights are coming on and the pizza arrived. So I want to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your own special little snowflake way.
Hey, glad you could join us for the Joe and Anthony Show tonight here on Cheyampa Radio. Remember, all times New York time, be sure to check out Weekend with Joe Saturdays at 6 p.m., then check out the World Labor Hour on Saturdays live at noon, Sundays at noon, and then another recast on Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Remember, all times New York time.
Slow down, Skippy. You can make your commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour hosted by Betty, starting at 6:30 a.m. Eastern every weekday morning. And then Traffic with Toppers, starting at 3:30 Eastern every weekday afternoon. Also, be sure to catch our newest show, and not so new anymore, because we've had them for a while now, which is great. The Inept Supervillains Podcast, where three black geeks drink while discussing society, politics, and geek-related media, usually to disastrous results. Friday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern.
Hey, everybody. It's springtime, and that means I'm in Programming Technique U, Audio Procedures. You know, folks, since you're here, just keep one of your devices tuned to Cheyampa Radio, and leave it on in the background. We're on the TuneIn app, we're on a whole lot of apps. Visit chiampa.org. You can see our most current toaster oven schedule, our Cheyampa social pickles, our moose poop, which includes fluid lines, more moose poop, and poop streams with much, 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 much more poop.
It's all about the poop. It's fun when you can edit a script on the fly. I like you, Google Docs.
You know, Google is one of those necessary evils these days.
It is, isn't it?
We have Chromebook that you could live your entire life out of using the browser and everything else.
I don't know. That frightens me.
Yeah.
Well, but, you know, hey, that if you wish to live your life out of a Chromebook, then live your life out of a Chromebook.
You can rent an office space for $225 an hour in San Francisco.
In a friggin' parking lot. A parking space. That's so ridiculous.
Right across from a nice, dilapidated old home that costs, like, $15 billion.
Right?
It's probably got poop on the corner lot.
The poop can't afford rent there.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous.
When your poop can't afford rent, you know, just flush it.
All right. We got to stop talking about poop. Anyway, thanks everyone for tuning in tonight. We will be back next week. Check out our blog at cheyampa.org. Remember, folks, don't lead the police on a wild chase after you've exposed your hammer to a teenage boy in the back of a paddy wagon while wearing a really bad wig. Have a good night. A good week, and stay tuned for a brand new episode of This Way Out with a Z for Zeophilia.
This station is being brought to you via NullSoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetent by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.